Maybe we should open this to questions.
Sure.
Anybody want to raise a question or ask David anything about music or the instruments or something?
I'd like to know about the mandolin. Uh-huh. How does it differ from the guitar or what's it?
Well, a mandolin is played like a guitar with a pick, and it has frets like a guitar, but it's tuned like a violin. And if you know music, it's tuned in fifths. Guitars primarily and a bass are tuned in fourths primarily. And the notes on a there are eight strings. If you notice, there are eight strings, but only four notes, because there are pairs of strings that are tuned in what you call unison. That means they're exactly the same. So you have two. And you hear they're a little different there. It's called being out of tune. It's very hard to tune a mandolin because you have to have each pair of strings has to be exactly perfectly in, you know, the same. So that's always a challenge, because when you're playing, they tend to go out a little bit, and you don't even know which one went out. You have to kind of analyze the situation, where it's a single string instrument. You can hear the A string went flat, but on this, you just hear something that sounds like that. And you don't know. You have to check out which string is flat and which is sharp or whatever. It's
how big is the mandolin?
Oh, it's here. Here, sit there. There it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of small.
Yeah, it's a double string.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So you got a 12 string.
There's a pick, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's really neat.
Yeah.
Is this the mandolin you played with Jerry Garcia with?
Yeah, it sure is. Man.
Wow.
Sure is, yeah.
Is it an American instrument?
One of them. Well, that's a good question. I believe the mandolin, it has very ancient roots, but the mandolin kind of originated in Italy. It goes back further. There are a lot of, you know, as all string instruments, I think they all came from Mesopotamia, somewhere in the Middle East. And, but, you know, the mandolin as we know it today was kind of developed in Italy primarily, but that's the type that has a rounded back, or they're called bowl backs, or tater bugs. It's a nickname they've been given here. But this is a what you call a flat back. It's really technically an arched back. This was developed in the United States, this particular kind of mandolin, by a guy named Orville Gibson. Probably you guitar players have heard of Gibson guitars. Well, Orville was kind of an inventor from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and he started the Gibson mandolin. It was Mandolin Guitar Company. And little known fact, the mandolin was the most popular instrument in America in the first 20 years of the 20th century. Of course, now it's going to be the most popular in the first 20 years of this century, hopefully. Okay, Ken.
Is Mesopotamia near Iraq?
That's a messy question. It probably is, you know.